Take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers. It's a case of finding short tracks or very, very long tracks.
Oh, but
there were two that he played at the
Bath Blues and Progressive Rock Festival. Shepton Mallet, 1970, July 27th and 28th, which I was there. It was a mixed weekend. I thought, if you've been listening over the last few weeks, you would have heard that we started with the Saturday evening. We're now well into the Sunday. And Zappa was the first band on in the afternoon. It was very windy, I seem to remember. We'd had a lot of rain previously, so we were soaked, wet, cold, hungry. But the sun did come out on occasions. It was a typical, you know, for those that have been to Glastonbury over the years, it was a typical Glastonbury mud experience.
We began with Overture to a Holiday in Berlin, which first appeared on the album Burnt Weenie Sandwich, and then The Mother People, which was on We're Only In It For The Money, the one where they parodied the sleeve of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper.
Yep.
And they had lots of speeded up voices throughout that particular album. I'm not sure how they would have managed at Bath doing speeded up voices and and needles zipping across records.
Oh, yeah. This, mind you, it's interesting enough. One thing you can say about Bath, it was the first time they'd had projections of the band's images onto screens, you know, so you could actually see them at a distance, which was quite amazing. The sound system was pretty good. There was about 20, must have been about 200,000 people there at the time, probably. So it was the biggest festival that had ever happened in the UK. Anyway, I'm Les, and he is Chris Bent.
And as you may or may not know, we're still in lockdown mode, where I'm in the studio and Les is in what looks like his front lounge.
Yes, I am.
Of his house.
In the comfy chair.
Not the comfy chair. And we are today.
We're not waiting for the Spanish Inquisition.
And today we're communicating via messenger video facilities, and it's been pretty good. It hasn't let us down too much. Because we do listen to what we've done when it goes out over the radio, it's
the audio from me sounds quite good.
It's not bad at all, is it? No. Next band then, Les.
Right, following from Zappa, the next band was Carlos Santana. One of the things about the Blues Festival was the amount of American bands that come over here for the first time, really, of the Woodstock era. There was the West Coast bands that came, and you know, the highlight for me was obviously seeing Carlos and the band playing most of Abraxas, which I thought was a brilliant album. And we're going to play a couple of tracks from it now.
Thank you. For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Les has just showed me a picture, a photo of the day.
Yeah.
A sea of people.
Well, it was. We were nowhere near the front, but we could hear the music coming along, you know, and it was sort of like awesome, really. Bit windy in the afternoon. We'd suffered the night before, and the next day, the sun come out a bit off and on. Of course, we'd just seen Santana had done the soul sacrifice thing with everybody jumping around, and that was an awesome set. That was as was the Mothers previously. So we're looking forward to Zeppelin coming on later in the evening, and then there was of course Flock, which I thought I'd never seen, never heard of. But I thought they were absolutely more awesome when we saw them. They were just at the right time.
Yeah, and it's true what you were saying about all the American bands that came over. And the Flock, that was from their album called Dinosaur Swamps. And that's not an album that's in many people's collections, I don't think.
No, it's a rarity now.
And just as a bit of a curiosity piece here, nothing to do with the festival, which we're celebrating, the Bath Festival of Blues and Progressive Rock. That sound effect at the start, a bit like those things on the pier, the end of the pier, where you had a laughing sailor or a laughing policeman or something. Well, the same effect was used on a King Crimson track as well. It sounds very much similar or the same as the effect as the little piece that Flock used.
Yes. Yes, I remember going to the seaside, and they used to have these things in a box. They're like a dummy dressed up as a sailor with an enormous great big grin. And a jaw that opened, and as he laughed, and his hands were fixed.
Yeah.
And he used to move around in the chair with his hands in a certain position and just bounce up and down with his mouth opening, with laughter coming out. And you used to pay a tuppence in or something, and it laughed for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Coming up next, I think on the schedule, it was Led Zeppelin, Les.
Once they came on, yeah, because by now it was about 7 o'clock in the evening. The wind had dropped, and it was one of those kind of cloudy evening, but there was a bit of sunshine as the sun set. Robert Plant, he wanted to be on stage so that the sun would be behind me on front of him and shine through his gold locks. So he insisted on being on stage around 8:30.
And 20 white doves in his caravan.
This was the first time that Led Zeppelin had actually appeared to any big crowds in the UK. They'd been over to the States, of course, and done a lot of outside thing, but they still weren't that well known here. Funny enough, they were bigger in the US at that time than it was here. So this was really their sort of opening scene in terms of how they were performing to the UK, so that really really took off after that.
Yeah, I guess it was the first chance for the UK audience to see their carefully honed set that they'd practiced over in America.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And Led Zeppelin 3 had just been issued, so they were able to show off that album. And it's an album that I think it's the one I return to the most. You know, when I think of playing Zepp.
him from 7 to 11 every night. It really makes life a drag. I don't think that's right.
So high, baby. Enter the unknown region with Chris B.
Mama told me, my friend, the boy next door. I can't believe what people saying, you gonna let your hair hang down. Satisfied to sit here working all day long. You're in the darker side of town. And when I'm out, why don't your eyes see me? And could it be you found another game to play? What did mama say to me? That's the way, oh, that's the way it ought to be. Yeah, yeah. Saw you standing by the river, and weren't those tears that filled your eyes? And all the fish that lay in dirty water dying, had they got you hypnotized. Today I saw you kissing tiny flowers, but all that lives is born to die. And so I say to you that nothing really matters, and all you do is stand and cry. About it when all your ears have turned away, but now's the time to look and look again at what you see. Is that the way it all stays? That's the way it ought to be. Oh, don't you know that? Thank you.
gorgeous stuff from Led Zeppelin there with Dulcimer and Backwards Echo. Yesterday I saw you standing by the river, and weren't those tears that filled your eyes? I don't know what to say about it, and all you do is stand and cry. Fantastic lyrics, as
great
I say.
Lyrics.
Easily bring a tear to my eye. Yeah. Such emotion there.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the played. A lot of people had gone just to see them that weekend, and when the set was on, the sun was going down. Obviously, I've mentioned before that the sun on his gold locks.
The natural backlighting for Mr. Plant.
Yes. That was just unbelievable, it was. And the acoustic tracks. I remember one time, I think he was playing with a bow. He actually played the guitar with a bow. It was unbelievable.
What, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy Page.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what a sound that made. It was just incredible, you know. Yeah.
So we're going to...
Undoubtedly, probably the set of the weekend.
Yeah, so we're going to be listening to Immigrant Song, but first of all, a track that I don't think they played. In fact, they never committed to vinyl in the studio. I'm going to play this for Kathy. It is Led Zeppelin. It's called The Girl I Love. She got long, black, wavy hair. And she did, The Girl I Loved. Did have long
hair. You still do, of course.
And like, unfortunately, like me, she no longer has the black hair.
You'll have to get her to dye it.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
Now that's something I would love to have seen, Les, the Robert Plant with doing the Immigrant Song there.
Oh, amazing. And that was their first performance, actually, of it live. It had not been performed before. So we were rather fortunate to actually hear it for the first time live.
You were indeed, my friend. Listening to Chris Bent and Les Newman as we look back and we reminisce with at least 50 years of hindsight as to how good things really were when we were young.
Young. Oh, it was a great time to live, a great time to be, I think. We've been through the Beatles, we've been through the Stones, we've been through all the hippie zone, Woodstock. Now we'd arrived at 1970, both in our late teens, raring to go, having been through all this, but straining at the leash to get well into the 70s.
And start work.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking back. I still had one more year to go at Deacon's Grammar School to do my O-levels. And I had been struggling, but I think once I discovered Girls in 1970 and Kathy found me at the end of August. Do you know, I don't think I had a care in the world when I went back to school in September. And it's amazing that we are still together now, but I'm sure it was having that kind of emotional security that let me think...
Well, I wasn't into that then. It was another 5 years before I got there.
And
I was too busy going down the pub and various other things, and being Billy No, I'd had enough of Billy No, mate, so we just gave up on that idea and just ended up at the bar and going to festivals.
Oh, that's why you took that route, and I took the route of sitting in Kathy's parents' kitchen with her sitting on my knee because she was too young to be allowed out. with hindsight, I was probably a pretty good deal, actually.
Oh, that was all right.
So anyway, so I, 1 year later, I got a job at post office telephones. And you could have got a job at the same place. So you were telling me...
I offered a job as a T2A.
Yeah.
Youth, as they call them, as we mentioned recently.
Yeah, the training technician apprentice. That's
right, yeah.
Yeah, and then after you'd done your training, you became a T2A, and then you were groomed to be a technical officer. And ultimately an assistant executive engineer.
Oh, I decided not to, though. I went to a company in Cambridge and spent several years of my life in Cambridge. Went down that route, the festival route.
I'm going to finish today with the Jefferson Airplane. And they would have been a highlight of the weekend on their own.
They would have been, had the rain not cut short their performance. It was absolutely chucking it down. It must have been... Because Zeppelin finished, then there was a big delay because of the weather, and then they came on. What happened was one of them got an electric shock, the microphone, and then the thing was abandoned.
I'm pretty certain the album Volunteers was out by now, by the summer of 1970. This is called Hey Frederick. It lasts 8.5 minutes. You're going to love the soaring guitars on this one.
Either go away or go on. Speak silence. When it flies, you go on through. You come on through the ridiculous noise.
your sides. On wire wheels, the four-stroke